Turundusraadio .
Hello, dear listeners, and welcome to our Marketing Radio talk show number 297. I'm Anu Malarets from the Institute of Marketing in Estonia, and today my guest is Jana Partikova. Hello, Jana.
Hello, Anu-Mal. Hello, everybody.
Jana is with us via Skype connection, and today we are going to talk about marketing in LinkedIn. Jana has been a LinkedIn consultant for several years, and I think that she's one of the best people to share the practical tips and tricks how to use LinkedIn in the best way. And I think that today LinkedIn is probably the social media tool with greatest unused potential, at least what I see in Estonia. It might be different in some other countries. And I would like to go through with Jana about how every entrepreneur and business-to-business marketeer should use LinkedIn in the most efficient way, and how to make it really like a habit of using it, like we look Facebook posts and put likes and comments there. So Jana, I asked you to take a look on my own LinkedIn profile and decided that I can be the one who is criticized publicly because I don't want to put any other person in the position. So usually, and just as a background, I'm an entrepreneur and I'm not interested in receiving job offers because I'm not going to respond on it. And for me, the interest is more about valuable business contacts in the areas I'm active in. So this is probably good to know as a background for our listeners as well. So Jana, start comment and start criticizing.
Thank you. Thank you, Anu-Mal. First, I must say that you are absolutely right that LinkedIn is really underestimated in the Central and East Europe region. And the potential, the business potential is really great because in worldwide, LinkedIn generates 80% of B2B leads. So you can find really great potential there. And I'm very happy that you decided to be an example because you are the great example as as entrepreneur and B2B marketer. So let's go. I will take a look at your LinkedIn profile. And the notice you said is really right. You need to use your profile as your business tool, as your marketing tool. And I will look from this perspective at it. So let's start the beginning. Your name and your headline. This is very strong connection because your name and your headline is the pair of information which gives the first impact, and it takes 3-5 seconds for the person who visits your profile to find out who you are and what benefit should he or she have from connection with you, to follow you and to make some activities with you. And from this perspective, your headline is quite correct because it says really, really strict, in the strict way and perfect way, who you are. Who you are professional in, who you, what kind of expertise do you have, what is your company name, and what do you do? Okay. So this is exactly what the headline should say. This is great. And the third thing we have to look at is your profile picture, your portrait. Which is okay because it's professional. So these three are really great connected, and everybody has very fast to know who you are and what do you do.
Okay.
This is positive.
Very good. Because I always, I had a question that how much should the description, the first lines include? And is two rows a little bit too much? Or should it be squeezed into maybe one or two words, really? But you think it's okay to have a bit more text that more of the people say instead of trying to shorten it?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm. So next, what I would recommend in this part of your profile is to use also the image picture or some banner, logo, something what in graphic way will connect you as a person with your business or with your company. This is what I miss.
Okay, very good, thank you.
So let's go down. I scroll, and I miss very important part of your profile, which is about, the section about. It's something like summary about you. This is the place you can explain who you are in a more proper way. You have more space there. This is the place for your professional story. As in the headline, you have just few seconds to take attention. Here in about section, you can involve more the person, the visitor of your profile, to your story and to show how beneficial you can be for him or for her.
If I open LinkedIn, then I see that they suggest me about the profile, that they tell that we have written one profile for you. LinkedIn mm-hmm. also notices that I haven't written anything.
Yes.
And it's saying that it's experienced founder with a demonstrated history of working in the education management industry, skilled in negotiations, business planning, sales, market research and management, strong business development professional with a Bachelor of Science focused in business administration from Stockholm University. So would you think that it would be okay to use this one, or would you recommend to rewrite it? And if yes, then how?
Definitely rewrite it. Make it as personal as possible.
Okay.
I said this is the space for the story about you. So write it down as a story. Use details. Use results of your work. Use everything what will show that you are expert and why you are expert.
Okay. In that profile part, how long should it be? Would I expect persons to read half a page or full page? How much would it be okay? How long can the story be?
Yes, I've got this question quite often, and I always answer, it should be as long as it's interesting. So use the space as you need, because in these days, people do not read text, they scan it. Mm-hmm. So everyone will pick up the words, the numbers, what will be attractive for him. So don't worry about the length. I suggest to be worried about the content more. And the most important information should be at the beginning, because when you open anybody's profile, you can see just three rows. And the next should be opened. So the most important should be in first three rows.
Okay, very good. Thank you a lot.
Yep.
Let's move on.
Okay, so I see your activities. Your activities are also the part of your profile. They give the picture about your brand and about your expertise. And I can see that you are not too active at LinkedIn.
True.
Honestly, yes.
Unused potential, I know that. Okay.
Honestly, profile is just beginning. Necessary, but it's just the start. And the activities, connections and activities, those are the tools which build our brand and which brings the business. So I would suggest after you will improve your profile to start being more active and to create content and to present content on LinkedIn. Definitely.
Very good. Yeah, when we started our marketing radio talk show for several years ago, then I was absolutely sure that LinkedIn would be a good channel to share the podcast, even if some of them are in English, some of them are in Estonian. Now, when we are already approaching the show number 300, there are just a few missing. Would it be too much for LinkedIn to absorb if I have a new podcast every single week, and then several articles and all the things what we do? Or would you think that it's more than welcomed?
More than welcome.
Really? I
Yes.
can fill all the LinkedIn with my podcasts.
Yes, do it. Really do it.
Okay.
Because there is as in Facebook and Instagram, there is also the algorithm which not allowed to show everything to everyone. And it depends at the quality of the content, at your network size, at engagement and those kind of things. And you can reach from 10% to, let's say, in normal way, 70% of your LinkedIn network. So don't worry that you will overload LinkedIn. LinkedIn itself recommends to post every day. So don't worry about it.
Okay. Would it be okay for LinkedIn, even okay, posting every day, it will take me a couple of months to upload all my shows. Would it be actually okay, LinkedIn, to upload also historical material, what is still today valid, or would they expect or give some any kind of credential to the things that are actual today?
It is not a question about LinkedIn and its algorithm. It's more about your network. What will be interesting for them? And if you think that the content is still actual and that it has value for your followers, then you can use it even it's not new in the daytime.
Okay, so once per day is the
Yes.
suggestion, yes?
Yes, that's it. That is
Welcome,
the
LinkedIn, my
suggestion.
next
Yes.
best friend.
Yeah, great. Great, great. And your content will help you to build up your brand, not just your personal, but you also can connect your personal brand with your company's brand and with your services. And of course, it will help you to increase the number of followers because this is also crucial to increase the number of followers. You have not too much, but it's okay. You have almost 2,000 followers.
I was
So
proud of my almost 2,000 followers, and you say
yes.
that it's not too much.
Yes, yeah, because I know you and I know that you have a really bigger potential and you can reach double number of followers within a few months with valuable content.
We'll take this as a challenge.
Yes.
It's a very good suggestion. Yeah, very good. So, LinkedIn, here we come with our podcast, and then let's go on. About the
Yes.
activities, what should I pay more attention to?
You mean regarding to content or the way how to post it or what's your question?
Regarding the content, and also if you have any suggestions how to post it, very welcome.
I see that you don't use any company page or something like that. So this is good because LinkedIn algorithm prefers posts which are posted at the personal profile because this is in the line with LinkedIn motto, members first.
Okay.
So this is the first. Post it at your personal profile, then find out the best time. Which is usually in weekdays, in the morning, or slightly in the afternoon after 1 o'clock afternoon, not evenings, not weekends, because people are most active during weekdays, during their working hours at LinkedIn. And then you have to look. You have to look at your statistics. What do people react on? Where is the biggest engagement? What is how many reaches you have with your content? And then you can little bit test it. Yeah, because there is not any general suggestion. Of course, there are some type of posts which are more preferred by algorithm, like video. Podcast is not used as often on LinkedIn. So this is your great advantage. You will be recognizable. This could be something special from you, podcast. So people could define you that you are the one of the podcast author at LinkedIn. This is great advantage. What is also important, not to put any external, external link. Yes. Mm-hmm. Do not put any external link from LinkedIn. What else? And use hashtags. Hashtags are a really strong tool to define your content and to allow people to follow it in an easier way.
Do you mean that about the hashtags? If I have marketing radio, and we talk about marketing, entrepreneurship, but sometimes also about the very niche topics like neuromarketing or marketing in LinkedIn, should I use every time the general hashtag for marketing and then come drill down to the very specific topic, or should I be just more specific with a hashtag and taking the long tail? The niche hashtag.
Anna, both, because to use general hashtag will bring you followers faster, because general hashtags are followed already, so you have some audience there.
Okay.
And you can create also the niche hashtag, which is something you will be recognizable for your audience.
Okay.
So something more regarding the content you need to know?
I think it was very clear.
Yes. Okay. So let's continue to check your profile. I look now at the experience section, and this part needs improvement too, because I see some statistics there. Position, company, start and or present. But nothing about, again, your professional history. I know that you are really experienced expert, but I cannot find it in your profile. I am the one who knows you, but if anyone who doesn't know you will come visit to your profile, doesn't know anything about your history.
So, does it mean that I should add the information about like main accomplishments, or
exactly.
What info should be added?
Yes. What did you do? Just explain shortly what was your role, and add accomplishments. Exactly. Some references you can add, some concrete numbers, results, some improvements, which will show that you really did a good job.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, and let's look.
And it might be also just for general in marketing that it's not recently, but in some companies when we have won some kind of advertising awards or marketing awards, probably
yes,
the people
yes.
would like to see it here as well. Okay.
Exactly.
Very
exactly.
good.
Exactly. Exactly. And I look now at education. Yeah, nothing to say. Volunteer experiences, okay. Yes, you use also skills and endorsement. That's good, because this words are used as a keywords in the search at LinkedIn. Every part of your profile should contain keywords, which will help people to find you at LinkedIn. And yes, and I would suggest to receive more recommendations. So I would suggest to ask your client or your colleagues from the past and from the present for recommendations. So, and that's all what I could recommend at the moment.
Very good. Thank you a lot. So the first step is that I want to ask, we have gone through most of the things and about the languages, that either you know them or you don't. But I wanted to ask about the interests. And again, is it important to belong in many, many groups in LinkedIn and show that I have interest to that? Or is it more like, I would call it like a business flirting tool, that when I'm interested in a company, then I show that I follow the page and they will find it in my LinkedIn profile?
Yeah, good question. And yes, and do you think in a good way about it? I would say both, because groups are really great tool to get in touch with the target groups. So everyone who makes business has defined the target group, the target clients group. And to find the right groups and to be a member, it will open the door to these target groups, and it will be easy to contact them and to communicate with them. So this is why I recommend to find some groups and to be a member of groups. Okay. Of course, it will be also the part of your professional image. If visitors will find in your profile that you are a member of some expert groups, of course, and the same with companies. If you of course have some target companies on your list, and to be follower of the company will give you also this image sign, but it will give you advantage that you will be in you will have information what is going on in those companies. So if you are a follower, if you follow any company page, you will see their content, and sometimes the content which is present there should give you any important information which should have value for your business, and you can start, for example, to communicate about the task which is in the certain point or something like that. So you have something again which what could open the door to the company.
Okay, very good. So now the profile, when I do all the changes and become more active, so I would think that my profile is okay. What should I do then, or how should I use my good profile in order to get the right contacts and reach the right people that I might need?
Mm-hmm. You can use the search engine, which is at LinkedIn. Again, you have to find your target group, so you can easily find the right people in the right companies, and to ask them to be your connections. And afterwards, using this content, you can build relationship. And later on, you can convert them to leads. This is in a very, very easy way explained, but this is basically how it works.
Okay. So let's say that there is an organization I'm interested in to kind of expand the relationship and I want to create some trust. And then I found in LinkedIn that there are about 60 persons from the company who have listed the place for work either than currently or previously.
Mm-hmm. You have to define who is the right person for you. Who is the stakeholder for you? And this is the first contact you have to connect with. And who else? Who else could be an influencer in this company? Who can be the user of your services? Mm-hmm. So define exactly, define the right people, exact positions, and ask those people to connect with you. Because as your connections, they will see your content, and the content will build the trust.
Okay. So you mean that it's important that I find the right persons, or at least whom I think that they are right, not just trying to contact, create connections, you know, without any message, just trying to contact them and hoping that they will accept my invitation.
Be proactive. So find them and ask them, and of course with the personalized message where you will explain how do you contact them and what should be benefit for them to be connected with you. And the content is always the best reason that you are creating content which should help them in their work, which should help them to reach their result. Because what is the reason why people are members of LinkedIn? They want to grow in their job. They want to reach their result. They are open to new information which will help them to reach their results, their personal, their companies, their teams. So if you will create the content which will help them, so contact them and show them that it will be beneficial for them to be in touch.
Okay. Often what I see when people are approaching me through LinkedIn, often I don't get any personal message. But on the other side, there are several occasions when I get some kind of like a sales message that I want to connect with you because I think that you should take a look on our new product.
Oh, that's wrong. yes, I know it happened. This is not the right way. The right way is to give the benefit to them, not to me. Because when I ask at the first contact somebody to buy something, oh, this is not the right start to build up relationship. So start just to talk, just to as in a real life. If you meet someone, first, you talk about what connects you, how you could benefit each other, and mainly we start to talk about the opposite person. We need to know our potential client. So this is the same at LinkedIn. So look at the profile, write something nice to the message. Show that you have interest about this person and give something, give some value. Do not sell.
Okay. And then it might happen two things. One thing is that they respond and they say that, yeah, thank you, I'm happy to be in contact with you. And then the other response might be also that they don't do anything. Or it might be also that they don't respond. So actually there might be three behaviors. What would be your suggestion? How should I react to the three behaviors?
Mm-hmm. If they accept your invitation, it would be nice to say the message again with some thank you. And I always recommend some content, some article I just posted or some video, something concrete. If they do not accept or they do not react at all, then I just recommend to take them some time. because as you will grow your connections, you will, after some time, you will have more and more common connections. And if your content will be valuable and your connection will react on it, then those people who are not in your connection, they will see it as well. And maybe later on, they will ask you by themselves to be in touch. Or you can try after some time, after not weeks, but maybe months, to ask them again. Why not?
Okay. I often have noticed that sometimes people have very old profiles in LinkedIn. I know that they have changed the jobs for some times already or several times, but they still have the old information. And then often I assume that, okay, maybe they just visit the LinkedIn very seldomly. Can this be also a reason why you don't get answers?
Of course, it can be. It depends how often they visit LinkedIn. It depends at the setup of their account communications, because some people get announcement about invitation by email from LinkedIn. Some of them not. It depends at setup. So this might be the reason. Then. I would recommend to look at their profile if there is any other contact info or email or phone. If not, then I would suggest to try to find them through Google.
Okay.
And to find any other way how to contact them.
Okay. So we should be rather persistent, is your meaning, that if I want to contact them, then I need to find a way, either it's LinkedIn or not, and I shouldn't be really shy.
Yeah, exactly. Because you have to always follow your target. And if your target is to get a new business and maybe in a concrete company, then you have to find out way how to reach the right person there.
Very good. Yeah, often I feel that for me it's kind of more secure that I feel that LinkedIn is like the channel of creating trust so that they are familiar, they know the thoughts and they know your face before you meet them in person, really. So you have had some time to create some kind of image in front of their eyes. But in case some companies, because I don't imagine really that I should really sell via LinkedIn, but maybe my imagination is just not good. But in case a company wants to sell via LinkedIn, so how should then, from the first context, how should they work on to get the sales? Do you have such kind of experience where you have guided companies in this type of processes?
Yes, you are right. The business is creating mainly face-to-face. And LinkedIn is just a tool which will help you to get the personal business meeting. This is the most important thing. So it's not that you would sell something to LinkedIn. Of course, it's also possible, but it will take some time. I'm personally now in the situation that LinkedIn generates 80% of my business. And 90% of it comes to me from LinkedIn.
Okay.
That companies ask me for trainings, for consultations. But it took some time to create such a strong brand that I can attract new business. From the at the beginning, you have to build trust. At LinkedIn, you have to connect with the right people, and your activities will help you. It will be easier for you to contact the right people in right companies and ask them for meeting. So LinkedIn is more like lead generator, that business generator.
Very good. Very good. Then we can position it in a correct way. And I have had one more question. It's about routines in LinkedIn. And again, referring to the same thing that many of the people and also me, we are not very active on LinkedIn. because we have all other channels we have to be active on. And finally, we have the daily business also we need to run. Are there any suggestions of a routine that you say that just try to do that, take an hour per month to go through your profile, or do it once per year, or something that would be kind of easy to adopt, that is not too time-consuming, but it still helps with profile building? Of course, in addition, I understand that that there should be content post every day. Okay, this is something that comes from our business anyway that I can use, but just a personal update. What would you suggest?
If you ask just at a profile, personal profile update, then twice a year, look at it and update it is enough.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Of course, if there is any change in your career, then do it right at the moment. But if not, just look at it and update it twice a year. But there is one routine I would recommend for you. Because it will bring you results. Work with LinkedIn daily, not just to post content, but to create new connections and to convert leads. Because if you will start to post content daily, weekly, there will be some reactions. People will react at your content. And those who react, who comments, who like, who share it, they have interest. And those are the most valuable leads for you. So it will bring you business quite fast and quite easy. If you will start to communicate in a personal way with people who react at your content. And it's good to do it daily. Because if you will post content, there are some comments. You have to react at the comments also to answer questions, to communicate. And I always recommend work at LinkedIn to your daily routine. 30 minutes is enough, but every day. If you will be there 30 minutes every day, you will see the progress within 3 months.
Okay, maybe I can just give 10, but at least it's something.
Yes.
If I could.
Yes.
10 minutes before going to sleep every night, then I can spend time in LinkedIn. It's my prize for the day when the day is well ended. Good. Thank you a lot, Diana. It was very useful. And I'm really happy to know you. And really happy that we got so many good tips and tricks. I'm much more motivated, and I now think that I should do something called LinkedIn Challenge and take the 10 minutes every day before my sleep, try to work and contact with people, and then see that within 3 months, how much I have improved my followership, people's interest and awareness, and also how much the business will grow. I will tell my listeners how does it go when I start. But thank you for the inspiration, Jana.
Thank you. It was a pleasure for me.
Very good. And dear listeners, we welcome you back in a week's time with new ideas and new guests. Meanwhile, you can listen us in Delfi Tasku, also in Spotify and also in SoundCloud. Thank you and hear you again.
Sulle meeldis Turundusraadio. Teili endale meeldetuletus järgmiste saadete kohta Marketingi Instituudi kodulehelt.